It's time for Hartley's CAT Scan, a weekly podcast featuring the who's who of your Prince George Cougars.
And welcome to CAT Scan, the Prince George Cougars podcast. Trevor Sprague is the general manager for Caribou Hockey. Welcome to the program. Welcome back, Trev.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Appreciate you are it. Just back from Fort St. James Outdoor Hockey. Now, I know on ice didn't quite go the way the Caribou Cougars wanted, but let's look at the bigger picture. Let's talk about Fort St. James. This has been going on since 2019.
Yep.
So successful. Give us some details. Tell us all about the outdoor activity for both the guys and the girls.
No problem. We got, you know, for us, it's the big start with Nikosli Wooten having, you know, the band helping out as much as they do with Tony Pachenko. They hired him on this year to be able to start building ice in November. So obviously we've seen the weather the way it has been, up and down, and right up till Tuesday, Wednesday last week was, you know, plus five out. So,
yeah.
So we spent a lot of nights, you know, Thursday night, all day Friday to make sure we had the game for the Northern Capitals and the Rush, which ended up being a really good game. The ice was 90% really good. We had another long night of flooding for the guys. The girls ripped it up pretty good. But we got everything a little bit colder over the night and that day, Saturday. So we were able to get the ice to 100%. We were pretty happy with that and had a pretty successful game. You know, the guys got to have a pretty good meal after with Kim Lodge there doing the pro barbecuer. So he got to feed both teams and the officials and the workers and stuff. So we had a great time and a lot of people out from both communities. The mayor was out there. Martin, he came out for both games. We had Chief Colleen out as well. So we had a couple puck drops and a couple ceremonies and game on for both of our teams.
How was the weather this year compared to other years? What's the worst it's been? What's the best it's been? And was this sort of in between?
This was really good. Like, the weather came in awesome. So I would say it's probably one of the best that we've had. The worst was 2019, where we probably shouldn't have finished the whole game, but we did. And it went into, I think we had to go into OT, and we couldn't really do it. We ended up doing like a little bit of a shootout, but the game stayed tied and went from there. But the year since, we've had the weather's worked out with us for the most part. We had the guys play on a Friday night here about 4 years ago, actually. And the girls weren't able to play their game against the Rush. Just it warmed up too much for the Saturday game. So the girls had to play, Northern Capitals had to play at the Ford Forum. And that's why we had the Rush come up earlier than what they usually do. Usually it should have been the Comets this year. But because the Rush didn't get to play their game outdoors, they were the ones to come up this year. So and it happened. I was giving Al Wozni a little bit of a hard time. I said every time comes to the Rush, it gets warm at some point, and it did on Tuesday, Wednesday, but we got the game and we had good ice and the ladies had a lot of fun.
I should just elaborate, Caribou Cougars in the under 18 division played the Valley West Giants this season, and also in the female under 18, it was the Northern Capitals and the Fraser Valley Rush. Now, these were games that were in Fort St. James. You are, this is like your baby. I mean, you know, we're going to talk about the Caribou Cougar teams. We'll talk about the affiliation with the Prince George Cougars and all of that. Why is this so special for you? And what goes into making this a success?
Well, I think to make it a success is a totally unique thing to do. Like, it's off the charts. Not a lot of people are willing to work very hard, you know, to get this done. We have, you know, the work that goes into it with the support by both communities, Fort St. James and Nikosli. Sam Memorial Arena is right across from the Petro-Can there in Nikosli. And, you know, it's bringing the people together is what it is. Like, we've got, you know, Mike Goodwin, who's an alumni dad, both his boys played for us, and he's out there helping us every night and almost every hour of the day, and he has his own business to run too, right? You know, we have Ryan Ledge-Bokoff. He's he's out there helping us, and he used to work at the rink a long time. Tony Pachenko is probably the heart of it, you know, to get it going. And you know, you got, you know, Vinny McKinnon as well, giving us a hand. He's part of the band representative. We have Paul Bird with the youth group, you know, that ultimately it comes down to their youth. Like right now, they have an arena that's got great ice in it for them to go out and play hockey. The, you know, Casey Phillips is the Prince George or the Fort St. James Minor Hockey president. He's already got games set up there for next weekend and a couple tournaments. So the rink gets used, and it's kind of the special part about the kids in hockey, right? You know, having the, you know, community engagements that Tyler and our captains did with the schools, their engagement that they did with the coaches, you know, and the Minor Hockey Association there in Fort St. James, you know, that all puts back into the sport we love and trying to keep growing the game in Northern BC, and to have the youth be able to, you know, be proud of what we've been able to accomplish there for them and for them to help us out, but also for them to be able to use it as well.
How many fans did you get out this year for the outdoor game, for the indoor game, and is that roughly what you've done in the past?
Yeah, it's, you know, we got people coming and going on snowmobiles.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's a couple ATVs side-by-sides running around, but, you know, we got the trail burgers going, and usually we got about maybe 500 to 600 people there, right, you know, at our games. To
and Fort St. James itself as a community, yeah, has what, not even a couple thousand maybe?
Yeah, it's not very big. That's yeah, for sure. But you know what? With both communities, they love hockey. And there's a lot of hockey history there, which makes yes, it really cool. Like, it's something that I don't think anybody else in Canada is doing, especially 6 years in a row. You know, yeah, we have next year, we have, we're going to have the Comets up for the play of the Northern Capitals. And then we'll be looking at Greater Vancouver Canadiens. For them to be able to come up, and talking to Chief yesterday was they were pretty happy to see those teams be able to come up. It'll be the first one for the Canadiens, actually, for them to be able to come and be a part of it.
And the Canadiens will be for the guys, yeah, and of course the Comets will be for the girls. What is the reaction of these Lower Mainland and other teams around the province coming up? Because not only do they have to play outdoors, but usually they come to Prince George. Now they have to make another 2-hour trip or so.
Yeah.
What's their reaction? Is there any hesitancy at all?
No, it's worth it. Like, they, when I talk to these teams at the beginning of the year, when I get to see them, to kind of give them the idea and the scope of what they're going to be going through and the, you know, the expectations of what the Winter Classic is. You know, they're, you know, how many guys have actually, or ladies have skated on an outdoor rink, and you usually maybe only get one. And when they get there and they get to do a pregame skate, they're in the dressing room, you know, it's like the old Mystery Alaska a little bit, the old movie, right? So, you know, they love it. And, you know, their year-end talks with their coaches and their parents and having little food, a lot of the conversation is, hey, we got to go to the Winter Classic, and it was a great experience.
Now, on the ice, the Caribou Cougars, they lost 9-6. So that was a high-scoring game. I think the last yeah, couple of goals went into an empty net.
Yeah.
But the girls' game was 3-2 or 4-3. Very close game, so there weren't as many goals. Talk a little bit about the actual games themselves.
Yeah, the girls who started off went up 4-1. Siemens got two goals right off the bat, and she's from Vanderhoof. And then we've got, you know, a couple other ladies were able to help out and, you know, to win that hockey game. But they let them, you know, they let them. Gabriella actually got the other two from Smithers, so the okay, two out west ladies got those. But you know, they, what happened there with the Rush being able to come back, you know, during the second and third, made it a really interesting game. A lot of skill for both of them. A little hard on scoring, but, you know, that kind of happens with the female hockey game. They got good goaltending in that league, and sometimes it's harder to score. But, you know, we got seven goals scored in that game, and the Rush made it interesting right up to the final buzzer.
That one ended 4-3 then.
That was 4-3, yeah. Yeah, and then I didn't get to watch them in Vanderhoof the next day, but we won.
That was a 3-2
game in Vanderhoof.
So, yeah, yep, and they moved into second place with
they
those
did,
couple of wins for the Northern Capitals. Yep. Now for the guys, it's interesting. Going into the weekend, they had a three-point lead on the second-place Giants, but the weekend ends and they're a point behind Valley West. That probably didn't sit very well with you.
Well, I don't think it sit very well with our whole staff.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like, that rink's been hard for us to plan. Like, we've got more losses there than we do wins.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I think the Caps are the other way around. But, you know, it's just, you know, Tyler and the staff have done a great job.
That's Tyler Brough,
Tyler Brough prepping, you know, these guys for it the last couple weeks and understanding what it is. And we have players that played in the outdoor game. Mm-hmm. So, you think we would have the advantage there, but at the end of the day, you got to come up. It's a hard building to play in, and you got to come up and you got to get outside your comfort zone, and you got to play in that smaller rink, and you got to win those one-on-one battles, and you know, be able to score goals when you get.
Now, the outdoor game was 9-6 with a couple of empty net goals. You dropped that decision, but like, there was a lot more goals than we're used to for outdoor. Was that a strange game or what?
Yeah, just I think, you know, we had a couple bounces that should have went our way and didn't. And, you know, looking at the Giants and what they did, they had a few bounces that went their way, and they got goals because of it, right? Every time we broke down, they were able to pop one in, and when it came to us, we didn't get that lucky, right? So, played a lot better, a little bit better the next day. Obviously, a lot of goals, but we came back a few times. We were down by a lot at one point there in the first period, but the guys showed resiliency on coming back and tying it up a couple times. So, we just got to be able to get those extra two goals to win the game and go from there. But it's something we need to work on. You know, obviously, the coaches will before playoffs. And that's our next big thing, is we got playoffs coming up, we got the student game coming up, and we got our mental health night coming up as well here in February.
Trevor Sprague is a general manager for Caribou Hockey. You're listening to the Cats Can podcast. Now, you are responsible and in charge of female under 18, the boys under 15, under 17, and under 18. What's the affiliation now with Caribou Hockey and the Prince George Cougars? How has it evolved over the years?
Well, we're right in each other's backyard. We're sitting here in the same community, right? Like, you know, they have a couple, you know, Larmans listed, Richter's, signed there as well, and has played a few games this year, as you've seen. You know, and for us to be able to have that relationship with them and have players that they like within our group to have some northern flavor in their lineup, which is right back from the old ownership with the Brodskis in Dallas to the new ownership and the coaching staffs that have been there over the years have liked our guys. So, Tyler Brough is their player development guy that helps them out every week, and he's very involved in there with the coaching staff and loves being a part of it, obviously, with him being an alumni. And you know, for me, it's great to have, you know, Tyler there, and obviously you get to learn as I did when I got that opportunity to be a part of the Cougars, helping them out, you know, every week. They were scouting, you know, being part of a training camp and stuff. That's a huge part of it, of us being able to be involved in what's going on, maybe on a, not a day-to-day basis, but at least being able to learn from guys like Mark and learn from guys like Playfair that we can bring back to our guys. It makes us better. And hopefully they've learned things from me and learned things from Tyler over the years as well. Because everybody brings something to help, and we help each other out. And the Cougars have been unreal for us, you know, working together with them, with the Capitals and the Caribou Cougars with 50-50, doing other things that we can do together within the community has been great.
And you work your Saturday games so that people can watch you in the early afternoon and then go watch the PG Cougars at 6 o'clock. And those are the kinds of things you make some adjustments. Yeah. So for those that want to see Bolt or scout Bolt, they can do that.
Yeah. And you know why? Like, it's also good for us because we got a lot of young families that come out to our games. So when they got kids that are, you know, babies, you know, they at least can bring them and have a popcorn. Doesn't cost them a whole lot of money, and they can watch some really good hockey here in Northern BC, right? And then, you know, we don't want to overlap with the Cougars at all. Like, we want our fans to come from our watching us play and walking over and watching them play. It's a pretty cool facility, and it's a great opportunity for people to watch a lot of hockey, which Prince George loves hockey. So.
Right. But you, as you mentioned, you were with the PG Cougars. You're not with them now, but
no.
I imagine just knowing how you are, you must nudge them a couple of times. You got a player here or there. you must do that, Trev.
Not really. Not as much. Mark and I talk once in a while, and I see Playfair a little bit
just
around the rink and stuff. So we talk about players, and you know, it's you know, we're right here, you know, and Tyler has a great relationship with those guys right now, and it's probably more of a conversation with him than it is with me.
What about, okay, guys started under 15. How many of those guys end up to the under 18? So they got to go under 15, then they go under 17, and then under 18. Yeah. But if they're really good at under 15, they're not going to be with you at under 18. They are going to be BCHL or WHL.
Yeah.
I'm curious, what would the percentage be of somebody going through the whole system, playing under 15, 17, and 18?
Yeah, that's a good question. I haven't even looked up that stat yet.
Well, just roughly, just sort of think about it.
Well, you got, you know, a guy with us right now, like Larmond. He's been with us from, you know, U15 right up to U18. So he's a part, you know, he's listed by the Cougars, right? So he, you know, we've got probably just right now, we probably have about 11 guys that have done that. I know we had the Hauk with us last year. He's another guy that's gone through the whole system. You know, there's a lot of loyalty there once you've played at U15 with Merced and then moving up to Garneau and then moving up to Tyler. That's exactly what it's supposed to do for the program that we have. And obviously, Renzo and RJ play a big part in that as well with our school ice. So that's been a great opportunity to be able to keep these guys around and have the players that we have. And we want the best players available at the end of the day. And if we can build them from U15 all the way up to U18 and they get an opportunity to maybe leave early to Junior A or the Western Hockey League, then that's so be it. That's our job.
Right. Do you get much of a heads up from Junior or WHL that they're going to take your players due to injury, due to call-ups, due to whatever? How is that? Or do they just phone you and say, hey, we're taking your guy, or hey, we're sort of thinking of taking your guy for a little bit? Now, nobody wants to lose players. You want to develop players. But if you've got a really good team, you want to keep your really good players. How does that sort of work?
Yeah, for us, it's the goal. Like the general managers on the Junior A side and the Western Hockey League side have been awesome. They're true professionals. They give as much notice as they can.
Right. How much notice is there usually?
I've usually got a couple weeks.
Oh, really? That much?
Figure it out. Well, sometimes it could be, hey, our guy went down and we're bringing him up for the rest of the year. Okay, no problem. Like there's...
Right.
The notice isn't always 2 weeks. It could be like the next day after something happens.
That would be an injury, I would think. Yeah.
It would be more of an injury. But like even at the trade deadline, you know, there's some guys that have an opportunity maybe to come back this year. There was a lot of movement because of the NCAA stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little bit more communication. But for us and our staff, and it doesn't matter if it's our U17 or U18 group, and same thing with Merced with the U15. If players have an opportunity to move up to the next level, depending on who they're AP'd with, they go. If it all makes sense and it all works, we want them to have the opportunity to play at the highest level. Why is that? That's because that's our job to move them up there. And if they get the opportunity based on how hard they're working and what they're doing on the ice by being productive, and they may get up and they stay up with a Western League or a Junior A, we're happy about that. That's our job. And that's when we're ecstatic about that. And if we end up getting the player back, like Richter's played a few games for the Cougars, we're hoping he comes back and makes everybody around him better, right? And he comes back better with the opportunity that he has had. And that goes for all our guys that have gone, you know, to have play exhibition games or play league games AP'd with the higher level.
Right. And, you know, as we take a look at these guys and, you know, up and down and all of that, I mean, it's got to be a lot of excitement. What about when they come back from a WHL or a BCHL? Is there an adjustment period? Oh, I'm back down, or you know, right away? Because we've seen guys sometimes they come back from the NHL to the WHL. Yeah. There's an adjust. I imagine it'd be the same trickle down effect there, kind
it,
of a thing.
It is a bit, you know, that you got to get the adjustment in here, and Tyler and his staff are good communicators with those athletes to come in and buy in as soon as possible and understand the things that they have to work at to be able to get back up there to the Western Hockey League or Junior A. And that's our job as well, is to be able to critique them on a couple of things that they need to work on to be able to get at the next level. And a lot of time, because of how professional our staffs are, it's an easy transition for our athletes to come back and get better and get pushed to be better and to play, you know, at that next level.
How are the NCAA rules affecting Caribou hockey? It is certainly affecting BCHL. It will be affecting WHL. Yeah. It's affecting everybody. I want to know the trickle-down effect, how much it affects your league, your development, your players.
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's, you know, for us, it hasn't hurt us at all, because it's, you know, if anything, we could have maybe got a couple players back because of that, right? But it didn't happen this year, so that could probably be an adjustment over next year, where they need to make room for guys that they're going to have come back from the Western League, or a couple players leave Junior A to go to the Western Hockey League, and then maybe that bumps guys back to us. Didn't happen this year, but that could be something that maybe will happen more next year, right? I just think now you're going to have, you know, when you got the Penticton V's with the Fabros and the Jousts of the world playing Junior A instead of playing in the Western Hockey League, I think that's all going to go away. Those guys are going to go to the Western Hockey League because they have the NCAA option, right? So that's just the nature of the beast now on what's happened in hockey in North America. And there's still a lot of different movements, a lot of different things happening. Like, it's tough for me to talk about any of it because it's moving every day. It's changing every day, right?
From the general concept, though, and you being a hockey guy a long time in Prince George, is this good for the game, or are you concerned about this a little bit?
Well, I liked Junior A hockey. Like, I grew up watching the Spruce Kings, right? So, you know, for them to go to the private side of the game and do what they've done as a league is up to them. It's up to the governors for sure to make that vote, and they voted to do this. So, you know, as long as both are able to go, you know, deal with NCAA, then I'm pretty happy about it. You know, the Western League just added something a little bit stronger for those players to have no reason to go play anywhere else but the Western Hockey League, if they're good enough to play in that league. So, and everybody wants to play at the highest level and the best level possible. This just made that no excuse for those top-end players not to play in the Western Hockey League.
Let's talk about girls hockey for just a little bit, because there's the female under-18 Northern Capitals. But where do these players come from? Because you don't have under-15, under-17 like you do for the guys. So how do these – where are the girls at 14 and 15 and 16 playing? And then, you know, when they get to be U18, I imagine their whole goal is to try to get some kind of a scholarship if they can.
Yeah, so minor hockey associations within Northern BC and all of BC play a huge part in that, right? So Fort St. John with the Predators have a really nice program up there. Williams Lake Minor Hockey has a great program there. And then our, you know, smaller communities have a lot of female hockey players playing within, like, male and female together, because obviously they don't have a lot of players within that association. And then it's just up to a guy like Hayden James Barrett, you know, and the staff to make sure that they're talking to those minor hockey associations, getting some young ladies AP'd. They're allowed about 19 AP'd. And then just getting them out. Prince George Minor Hockey being here has a great program there. There's a lot of good development going on with that, with Prince George Minor Hockey. And it's easy for us to have those young ladies out to practice and have them a part of the Capitals because they're right here, right? So that's where they are for their development at this point in time. I know BC Hockey and some of the Lower Mainland minor hockey associations are talking about a double A league. Don't really know where that's at. We'll have probably conversations here. We got meetings in about 3 weeks to maybe sit down and talk about that and learn a little bit more about what's going on. But I do believe that we need to grow. You know, female hockey is one of the biggest growing sports in Canada, if not North America, especially with the Women's Professional League, right? So things are going to change in that aspect for NCAA, for U Sport, for them to be able to get scouted a lot more and looked at because of those professional teams, right? So in the next 3 to 4 years, there's going to be a big scope of a change in female hockey on hopefully developing more hockey players. And maybe one day we do get to where they have a U15 team and a U17 team and a U18 team. I'd love to see that. But that's over and above my head, that's for sure.
Yeah. So I imagine for the young girls that are playing hockey, going to the Northern Capitals is as big a deal as for a young male hockey going to the Caribou Cougars or beyond. It would be the same?
Yeah, it'd be the same. Like, you always want to play at the highest level. I think people have to understand with the Northern Capitals and Northern BC, they're the number one, you know, highest level they can play. They don't have Junior A or the Western Hockey League to look up to. They have the Northern Capitals. So they're the number one represented team in Northern BC for female hockey. So you could almost say they're the Cougars, I guess, right? But they're, you know, they've done a great job with their community engagements. Coaching staff's done a great job getting out with the minor hockey associations and promoting female hockey within the North. I expect we're going to have a pretty big group this year to come to training camp in May 3rd, 4th, and 5th for the female side. We're trying to grow it, you know, every year. You know, if on the male side, you know, U18, U17, we're getting 120 guys still coming and trying out. We want those numbers to grow on the female side, and I believe they will.
What about cost to play, especially go from year to year, the travel, everything like that?
Yeah.
I think we had you on a podcast, I don't know, two, three years ago. You talked about, $10,000 to $15,000per player, something like that. Where are the costs now? What's available for those families that have difficulty coming up with the fees? Yeah. How does this work in terms of billets and everything like that? There's a whole pile of things, that we don't really see.
Yeah, it's, the only things that have changed since we've talked last was fuel's gone up and obviously food costs has gone up. So those are two big things that cost a little bit more. The league's still charging around $10,400 for the fees.
Is roughly that for all four divisions?
All four, yeah.
So just over $10,000 roughly.
Yeah, just over $10,000. And then what it comes down to with the teams is how many tournaments they want to go to.
Okay.
Then that's cost over and above. It changes every year. If we want to put an average out there, it'd be maybe another $5,000. So you're still roughly around $15,000 to $17,000 bucks based on what the team wants to do.
Right. And coaches are all on just a stipend kind of a thing?
Yeah, they got the
honorariums, I guess they call it.
Honorariums from the league, They do that. And then the league does have, BC Hockey does have, where they can apply for help too as well. Other thing the league does really good is they don't necessarily say, okay, you know, they come out and say, okay, you can pay this much every quarter, or they'll do up a payment plan for the parent. You know, if they want to spread it out over 12 months, they can do that as well.
Okay.
So the league's BC Hockey's very flexible on what would work for the parent.
So when you get to the Prince George Cougars, and if you make the team at 16 or 17 and you get billeted and there's all that, families have to, get the right billet, and you're leaving your child, letting your child go somewhere else, maybe, miles away. Well, for your program, it's even younger.
Yeah.
Right? You can be, if you're the under 15, you could be a top 13-year-old, right? 14.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how do you convince, what is that conversation like with the parent in Smithers, the parent in Fort St. John, the parent in Quesnel, come to Prince George, your kid is going to be in this program. Tell us about some of those conversations.
Yeah, they're, and it's tough. Like, we had a young man, mom and dad were kind of on the fence with the U15 team. you know, I think the player was all on board, but dad wasn't, right? And, you know, what happens on the female side, and it's just sitting down and giving them the structure. Like, if you look at the structure of all the players go to the same school, that's PGSS. They're all, they have their classes for their skill development, right? So they're all together again, right? So a lot of our billets are parents from our team. So they're with another player, right? And just giving them the fact that schools is first, you know, you got to make sure that these guys are educated, they're doing their work. And
take homework on the road.
Yeah, we do. The itineraries are all there. There's the time there to do them. And you know what? With them, a lot of these young athletes, you know, for male and female, they get to grow up when they leave home. You know,
but growing up at 13 and 14, that's easy for, you know, to say, but for some people, that's a little bit difficult to let go.
It is. And you know what? It's just the proof of what we have in an organization, but also the staffs we have. Like, all four of our staffs are unreal. Like, they're, I don't think there's another team in our leagues that have staff like I got. And I'm pretty happy about that. And that helps a lot with these athletes coming to Prince George from, hey, it could be Whitehorse, it could be Yellowknife, Fort St. John, Prince Rupert. You know, those are all 8 to 24 hours away from Prince George, right? So for us to see what we've done, you know, we have a huge following, we have a huge legacy here, and we have a lot of people that want to come here and play. Northern BC has said they want to have AAA hockey. We represent AAA hockey for all our minor hockey associations here, and we do a really good job with billeting our players. We have our sports site guy, Colin Kremna, on our staff for all four teams. So that helps out as well when maybe somebody's homesick or there's something going on within, you know, if it's a family thing, if it's a hockey thing. You know, that's something we've added the last 3 years. It's been outstanding. And that thing, that part of it helps the parents as well, you know, knowing that their kids being looked after in the community of Prince George.
Do you ever get situations where the dad says yes and the mom says no, or vice versa? You know, so how do you sort of handle that?
Well, usually if mom's on board, then dad gets on board. So that happened to us actually. This
really,
and a young lady out of Williams Lake, great family, but I had to go and sit down and talk with them and have the conversation that this is the, you know, the best spot for her, and dad put her in hockey and loved watching her play, and now she's ready to play at the highest level possible. And I had to say, so you're going to hold her back now?
Yeah,
that doesn't make sense. So, but you know, they had a conversation over, you know, a couple weeks, and I think mom and the daughter prevailed over dad, and just seeing the family there out on the ice getting a picture with their daughter, and you know, he looked at me and said, this is awesome, this is unreal, great experience, and happy that she's here. So
I imagine you can hardly wait for the day where there is a Northern Capital alumni playing in the professional league.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we got a couple. We'll see how the path goes there. Haley Armstrong being one of them. And I think Goulet might be another young lady, if she keeps going with her hockey, that might be able to play there at one point in time in their career. So there's a couple that are on the fringe, that's for sure.
All right, let's take a look at all four of the divisions for Caribou Hockey just very briefly, and we'll sort of give an update on them. So female under 18, the Northern Capitals, they're battling Thompson Okanagan for second. There's a big gap to get to Greater Vancouver, who've clearly been the dominant team there. Give us a little bit of insight about the under 18 female team. You had a coaching change earlier. Just sort of talk about that particular team and where they've come, because maybe a little bit of a slow start, and they've really come on.
Yeah, they've come on. I think for them, it's just, you know, Hayden James Bear and his staff are doing a great job there. You know, implementing a lot of new things. I think for them, they're a hardworking hockey team. They get along great. They got great leadership there. Goal scoring is probably the niche that they gotta figure out. And they got a few goals this weekend, so that was good.
Yeah.
So I kind of put that over onto RJ and Hayden to say, hey, we got to start getting these girls to score some goals. They're working hard on it, right? So, but overall, their structure and their game and play and representation has been outstanding. So, and they're going to Winnipeg here next week.
Oh.
So that's a pretty big tournament for them. A lot of scouting there for NCAA and U Sport. Hockey Canada comes in there as well, does a little bit of scouting for their end of it as well, too. So that's going to be a pretty good tournament for them to do well at.
All right, under 15, the Caribou Cougars sort of battling with Fraser Valley and Thompson Valley West for second, third, fourth. In that, Okanagan's got a big lead, but after that, that's where Caribou Cougars are. Again, that's an eight-team league. Talk about the U15 coach and all, and what we got for that.
Merced has that with Jake Knorr. We just brought on Mijatovic there. His brother.
So
Marcus is helping us out too. So, and then Stephen Penner is helping out as well. We're pretty, that U15 group is awesome. There's a lot of good hockey players in that. Moich's boy is one of them playing there. And then we got a young guy, Lodge. So he's playing. That's Kim's grandson. So he's playing in the ranks. He just came off a little bit of an injury. Reed, he's our captain there. He's a big rig. He's doing well. And the rest of the group come ready to play, getting some great goaltending out of both of our guys. So we're built for playoffs, that team. You know, I don't think anybody like Merced came in last year and had a new group in there, and they did really well when it came down to the playoff structure. They do a tournament base, kind of like Hockey World Juniors kind of set up. So they're a team that nobody really underestimates, but they come and work hard every day, and Merced's done a great job with them.
All right, under 17, tell us about the coaching staff there. The team is sort of at the bottom, but not too far behind with Thompson and Greater Vancouver, but obviously, under 17, a different kind of a year for them. Just give us an update on them.
Yeah, that team, you know, with Jason Garneau, we have Astorino there. We have LeBrun there.
Okay.
Assistant coaches. And then Jesse's there as
well. Very experienced staff there.
Very experienced. But you want to talk about injuries.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, Justin Duncan's their athletic therapist there, and I think he's had more work than the other three teams combined.
Okay.
A lot of broken bones, a lot of concussions, and that started right off the first weekend.
Right.
So I don't think they've actually had a full roster, maybe one game, and that's about it. So to see kind of where they're at in the league, I think they should be. They've lost a lot of close games. I think penalty minutes are up there. If you look at the stat sheet, you got to be a little smarter on that. Maybe a little better game management. But Jason's got them working hard. And you know what? They're in every game. And their older guys right now are trying to step up and run the ship there. They got seven of them. So hopefully come playoff time, those guys will put the rest of the team on their shoulders and push through and see if we can win a championship there. They're not a bad team.
All right, under 18. Well, the Caribou Cougars have been in first place for much of the year now. Yep. After Valley West took those two, they're just a point behind, game in hand kind of thing. Okanagan, Fraser Valley, they're also challengers there.
Yeah.
You know, Tyler Bruff, their head coach.
Yeah.
Talk about where they're at, you know. Would they be for provincials, you know, then they go against Alberta? Like, you know, how far can this team go? What's their strengths and where is the areas they have to improve?
Yeah, I think right now for us is we start every year, we want to go to the TELUS Cup, right? So, you know, if you segment it out, you know, at the beginning of the year was pretty much playoff hockey to get into the MAX. They did that. They did a great job in the MAX. You know, we had
2-2. I think you went there.
2-2. We got to play St. Mary's. You know, that Shattuck St. Mary's was unreal. You know, team to see and play and watch, and our guys played really well against them. You know, it's and that just gets us more ready for coming out of that tournament, getting ready for the last part of our season, like the Winter Classic. You know, getting the rest, getting into our routine of what we're going to be able to do in the playoffs. The coaching staff have them prepared better than any other team for them to be able to go out and have a lot of success. That's why you see the numbers that we're having so far with this group. The staff has worked very hard with them. I think it's just for us, it's when we get a lead, stick with the lead and put teams away. you know, and just play the right way. Play really good in our end. Play better 200-foot hockey, would everybody would probably want. But yeah, we got the goaltending. We've got the players. For playoffs, that's our biggest thing, just find that consistency and play with wave, like every line, contribute, you know, what they're supposed to. Don't take any nights off. There shouldn't be any passengers. You know, we're a pretty proud organization with the players that we have there and with the staff and leadership that we have on that team. These guys will be fine. I'm not worried about it. And I'm looking, you know, forward to playoffs. I'm looking forward to hopefully, you know, going to Pacifics. And this year the Thunderbirds are hosting the TELUS Cup. So mm-hmm. Why not have two BC teams
Fraser Valley, would they get an automatic entry then?
Yeah. So it's pretty cool, pretty crucial for us to, you know, do well in the playoffs like any year. But the guys know it and it's not a secret and you got to come and show up every shift, right?
For years and years, you were coach and, you know, then even general manager in a real general manager role, different than what you are now. Yeah. You must miss that. You must miss that grind or that, you know, the ups and downs of coaching, the highs and lows and making all those decisions. How have you been able to make an adjustment to that since you wanted to pursue coaching at a high level?
Well, I think when you got the right staff there, it's pretty easy, you know, like having Tyler and his staff and Garneau and his staff and, you know, Merced and his staff. And same thing with Hayden, James, Barrett makes it pretty easy, you know, for a guy like me to say, hey, our players are in good hands. They're developing. They're moving forward.
But knowing you, you'd watch games. Oh, you got your own opinions.
I do.
You're the guy. Yeah. You're not going to keep them to yourself, are you?
No, we have good conversations for sure. For sure. But it's, you know what, that itch for me to be on the bench all the time is still there.
Yeah.
But I understand that I have good people in place that are doing a great job, and you know what, you have to trust them.
Have you given up your dream of high level coaching? When you were in your 30s and all that thing, you know, at what point did you say, okay, I'm just going to change directions and not have that dream?
I think being able to build what we have at the grassroots levels is, I guess it's not really grassroots, but it's AAA hockey, you know, to be able to, you know, at some point it was like, okay, who's going to do this? Have four hockey teams. We used to have six because we had the AA Bobcats at one point. But, you know, if we, you know, at a time there was, maybe we didn't get a U15 team because nobody wanted to travel up. Well, I said I would look after it, right? Those were some of the conversations. U16 wasn't so much of a conversation on not having it, but that quibble of, oh, do we have to go to Prince George? Do we have to go past Kamloops? You know, was talked about a little bit, but, you know, it's a province-wide league, and for a guy like me to be able to step off the bench and make sure this all comes our way is great. We've got great teams and good leagues and we always do well, and we got great coaches that want to coach these athletes. So, you know, I wanted to make sure that the North wasn't forgotten in the whole province end of things, and we're not. And I like what we do, building something every day. We have to build a team every year. You know, there's a couple guys that, you know, stay for the longevity like I've talked about, but it's awesome to be able to build something every year, and that's what we're doing.
You've talked so much about playing Northern hockey. Is that something that you still try to use that slogan? And what in your mind still is Northern hockey is, you know, and how is it a little bit different? And I know it's you know, rough and tough, and you come into Prince George and all those kinds. But is that sort of gone by the wayside a little bit, or is that still a philosophy of yours?
That's still a philosophy of mine, because, like, what we're built here is to have these athletes stay here in Northern BC and represent Northern BC. You know, you do get players that, you know, for some reason get talked into going somewhere else. And then some of those people come back because it's not, grass isn't greener on the other side, you know. And I think first and foremost, it's, you know, I shake my head at it on going, what are we doing wrong here? You know, like, why aren't you wanting to play and represent where you come from right here? I think we've proven it in the past based on our how our coaches coach and how our schooling is and how our academy side is, and you know what, there's lots of choices out there, but I don't think when it comes to us, there's nobody does what we do in Canada, what we do here with the Caribou Cougars organization. And with the Northern Capitals, the way they're run, there's no reason to go anywhere else.
Is your biggest competition the academies, and how do you combat that?
Well, the academies, you know, still they don't do what we do. But, you know, at the end of the day, if somebody gets talked into going down there because they're doing something better than us, then fly at it. But I always ask the question, what are they doing better than what we are? Because we need to learn and we need to grow and we need to be better. But then, you know, I kind of laugh at it. They look a little bit, I don't know what the word is. It probably, I got one, but I probably shouldn't say it on air.
Go ahead.
You know, for them to, you know, come back here and tell us, yeah, you know, it's not as good as I thought it was, which is fine. But, you know, it's like even just to be able to do the Winter Classic, our feature games, like we're doing a huge student game coming up here. Like nobody else does what we do, you know, and I mean that as a whole group, the whole organization, right? So I wanted to build something that made sure that everybody that was good enough to play on our teams come here and play and that they're looked after. And we want good people. You know, we want, first and foremost, we want good people, we want good athletes, and we want people that want to represent the North. And that's what we do at all our levels, right?
You talk about the uniqueness of the Winter Classic, and you do it everything, you know, on a yearly basis. Is there something that is formulating in your mind that you want to do in the future that hasn't been announced yet, or that you think would go over well, or something that, again, would be Northern, or is there something else? Because you're always thinking, you're looking for new ideas, you're getting new ideas. There's something else that's plotting there.
Oh, there is. You know, I'd like to get probably the, you know, Prince George Cougars and the Spruce Kings, you know, involved in the outdoor game.
Oh, really? Have you talked to them about that?
You know what, a little bit. But obviously they have a lot more challenges on that than, you know, with their leagues and policies and everything.
How would you, let's just take the PG Cougars, for example. Yeah. How would you, so let's just say, let's have you pitch it right now on the podcast.
Yeah.
How would you pitch it for the Prince George Cougars, and how would you go about that? Like, give us the pitch.
Yeah, first and foremost, I'd like the, you know, speed skating to get an ice plant in. We can put it right down there.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And then we build it from there. That's probably the, you know, the biggest thing. You know, when we had the Winter Games, that plan should have been put in my mind.
Right.
And then you can do things like this. Like,
right.
You know, if you look at Sun Peaks, they have an outdoor rink.
Right.
You know, I think
so you're thinking about it in Prince George, not taking them to Fort St. James.
No, well, Fort St. James is talking, you know, to council and everything like that here in the next little bit is we got to make the rink bigger. Right.
Right.
It's a smaller rink, so it wouldn't work for those two leagues for sure.
Okay.
Even though Hockey Canada has approved it and everything, it just wouldn't work for that level. And that's why I'm saying either we can bring it to there or we can bring it here. What do we want to do? Right. Mm-hmm. And I think seeing, you know, the communities that do have those outdoor rinks with plants in them, you know, they're utilizing them like, you know, Kamloops, Barrier, you know, all those surrounding minor hockeys within Kamloops are going up to Sun Peaks and having a weekend and having a few games, right? Well, why can't we do that here? We have tournaments here. We could have outdoor games throughout our tournaments. And, you know, it's a lot of spitballing right now is what it is. It's not that I've sat down with anybody and really had a hard conversation. But I think it'd be pretty cool for us to have something like that where, you know, you have U18, you know, Northern Capitals, U18, Spruce Kings, you know, Prince George Cougars. Why couldn't you do it all in one weekend or one day?
Yeah,
you know,
well,
Saturday hockey.
I think the fans would certainly respond to that. They, you know, the uniqueness and the publicity, notoriety, all of that.
Yeah, but so, it's the next level, right? Like people want to go to that next level. And, you know, I'm kind of... I don't like excuses why we can't do it. You know, it's, okay, come to me with an excuse why we can't do this. But people come with you with more things like that than they do, okay, this is how we can do it. How can we do it? And how can we? It's just something that, you know, I don't even think those leagues are really doing anything like that in one community where I think we have the opportunity to be able to do that, right?
So you spent over a week in Fort St. James, and there's a lot of preparation that goes to that. And when you hear your involvement with these teams, it's not just you're going to go watch games. Somebody would think, well, that's like a full-time job, but it's not technically, I guess. But you're in your own business now. How is it? So in the past, you've worked for some companies. They've been very good to you.
Yeah.
But when and how did you make the decision, okay, I'm going to go into my own business, and how is that all working?
Well, Jesse, my wife, Sprague, she plays a big part in all this.
Okay.
So, but she opened up Sprague Skate Shack a few years ago, just a UPS van sitting in the parking lot,
and,
sharpening skates, and then got into, you know, apparel and grew that out of the basement. And then we had a warehouse, grew that out, and now we have a frontage right beside Deadfall Brewing in the Nicholson Center there.
Okay.
So we have a frontage store there that just does apparel. We do skate sharpening, you know, maintenance on equipment and whatnot. So that's the business there. We still have the UPS van going out three times a night, I should say. And so it's kind of, we're into hockey. Like, it's my mom and dad's fault. They don't get me into it when I was a young kid.
Your brothers were very involved.
My brothers were very involved too,
yeah.
So it's kind of blown up into this. And you know, it was just time for me to worry about my own business and whatnot with my wife and my family. Julianne works for us as well.
Okay.
So we have a great staff there over and above that. And
staff of?
Yeah, we have six.
Oh, wow.
Six of us, yeah.
So what about the transition of, you know, you worked for some great employers. Yeah. You know, you get all your sick time, you get all the benefits, all that. Yeah. Now you're in your own business.
Yeah.
You're what, mid-40s now?
Yeah, 47.
47.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about that now that you are, you know, going to be the employer? You're the one, you can't take days off, all of those kinds of things. Like, do you have one day where you say, that's going to be, I'm taking the one, or it has to be outside of hockey season? Like, how does that work now for you?
Yeah, it's, you know what, I'm a pretty hard worker. It's 7 days a week, obviously, but so I do have a boss. That's my wife. So.
Right.
So she
let you come down for the podcast today. That was great.
Yeah, she did. I said, "Hey, I'm going with Harley." She's like, "Yeah, okay. What time are you going to be back?" So we might be over that, Harley.
Okay, well, that's fine.
It's been really good working. Like, I've been on the road my whole life. It's not been because of work. It's been because of hockey, and a lot of great people supported me over that, and her being the biggest supporter of what I've been able to do. Right. So. But I'm always, you know, I'm pretty much stuck at the store, you know, Tuesday to Saturday from, you know, from 9 to 5:30. And she gives me a little bit of wiggle room, but not much.
Right.
So, she's a little bit harder of a boss than the other ones.
Really?
Have, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. How much do you travel with any of these teams, or you just watch the home games?
Well, there's a lot of home games, so I like to be there for that. But if we got a coach sick or somebody can't go, then I'll jump on the bus and go. So there's still that. I've done it with all the teams so far this year. So I'm going to Winnipeg.
You are? Okay.
Kathy Bryant is a manager and looks after that group. She's not going, so I'm going to go instead. So it'll be good to spend a little bit more time with that group. Obviously, I helped coach last year with them a little bit.
And that's the girls' team.
That was the girls' team, so... So we got a little bit of a relationship with some of the young ladies there, and I get to kind of meet and get to know some of the newer players on that team. You know, with Winnipeg, there's going to be a lot of time spent on planes and bus and hotel, so it'll be good.
Anything that we haven't talked about, something that you would like to mention, or anything regarding Caribou Cougars, relation with the Prince George Cougars, thoughts about the future, past, anything we haven't touched on this podcast that you'd like to give your final thoughts to, Trevor?
Yeah, I think in hockey and in Prince George is exciting, you know, right now for all of our groups, and playoffs is coming around the corner and all the teams are getting ready for it. So everybody gets to watch some really good hockey coming up, and I look forward to seeing what all four of my teams are going to do here for this push to see how well we're going to do for playoffs. So I would love to see a couple championships, that's for sure, but we're all working hard to do that as well.
Were you all part with that Prince George Cougars run last season?
That
the playoffs.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That was outstanding. Like that's something that we need all the time.
Oh.
You know, it's an atmosphere that I love. I got the opportunity to watch pretty much all those games, and you know,
well, nice thing. Your season is basically done as their playoffs get going, and everybody anticipates that. And
no, it was great. It was great for hockey in the North, like to have them do what they've done, and hopefully they're going to be able to do that here again this year, and see how far they could push to bring back a championship here to Prince George. That'd be great.
Well, I appreciate it. All the best to you.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Trevor Sprague is the general manager of Caribou Hockey. You have been listening to the CatScan Prince George Cougars podcast. Have a great one.